Blog Talk Radio.
Drop that kick for me.
Yeah. We rock that kind of music.
It's KS, yeah. We keen on supporters out here. Hey. These others ones for you. Hey.
Let's go.
Yeah.
I'm a kingdom supporter. Call me KS. Promoting godly music. That's why the rap. I'm a front line soldier. I put a word. The Savior's always on my mind. That's why I put him first. There ain't no competition. Cause we are believers. Ain't trying to lift nobody up. They call me KS. I just play my part. All up in the ministry. I just sell the part. Can't talk to my zone. I just stay in my life. All I know is for God. I do it for one reason. I do it for my team. I just want the world to know Jesus. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, we all fam. Can't talk to my zone. I just stay in my life.
Cincinnati, it's Elicio. They call me KS. King of supporters in the building. And I just want to say that I just want to support each and everybody that I can. So if you need any type of support, you can contact me through Facebook. That's Elicio J. Torres. Or you can call me on my cell phone. You can text me at 513-370-4968. I'm looking and I'm willing to connect with each and everybody who ever wants to build God's kingdom. So let's do this. Let's be about our Father's business and let's get these souls saved. KS forever. Let's go.
One more, oh, Pour it out,
Lord.
All right, you guys, there was the KS Radio Show introduction. Today is Tuesday, you guys, and it is my very first episode of 2020. I'm kicking off with testimonies with KS. My guest today is my big sister, Rashiana Thompson, but a lot of people in the city of Cincinnati and on social media know her as Ani. She has been a big sister of mine for about 5 years. I don't know. But this is the segment of the KS Radio Show that I'm doing to just glorify God, of course, through our testimony. Not with music, not a whole 2 hour segment, but a 30 minute, maybe 45 minute segment just to give the guests time to tell their testimony and just share their journey with us. So without any further ado, my big sister Ani Rashiana Thompson is my guest, and I believe she is ready. Hopefully she's still there.
Hey, brother. Hey, brother.
Hey.
Hey, yes, I am excited for Testimony Tuesday. Terrific Tuesday. First, I want to really thank you for your vision and thank you for all what you're doing for God's kingdom. Thank you for lifting up people, encouraging people, motivating people, I mean, giving people a space to, you know, share their talents, share their gifts, share their testimonies. And just, you know, throughout all what you're doing, they are glorifying God. So I appreciate everything that you're doing. You know, I'm like one of your biggest cheerleader of all times. And I just love you. I appreciate you. You know, I say all my saying is when we get rich. So I really do appreciate all that you pouring out as a father, as a man of God, as a little brother, as, you know, some people you are a big brother to. You are a father to many people that don't have fathers. You know, you're a big brother, you're a little brother to many people that don't have brothers. You know, you are inspiration of what young men should be, you know, following Christ. You know, you're not perfect, and we're not all perfect, but we're striving to be perfect in God. And I just want to first say that I really appreciate you. You know, I love you, and thank you for allowing me to be your first Testimony Tuesday. I appreciate it, and I pray that this goes on for years and years and years because people got testimonies.
Amen. And if I can't squeeze them in on a Friday night, I'm going to get them in on Tuesday.
I know that's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Y'all got a story to tell, and the Bible says, I don't say it, you don't say it, the world don't say it, but the Bible says that the way that we overcome is by the word of our testimony and by the blood of the Lamb.
Yes.
So it's only right,
yes,
that we share our journey, that we share our testimony with the world. And how else better to,
yes,
do it than on radio where a whole slew chime in and even listen to the recording afterwards. So I praise,
right,
God for who he is. And without any further ado, tell the world who you are.
Well, as he already says, my government is Rashiana Thompson. My maiden name is Richardson, but mostly everybody knows me as Ani. And I'm just a hyper, energetic, loud cheerleader for God. I love to encourage people. I love motivating people. I love inspiring people. Amen, to be a better them. I love to encourage people to do better. You know, they have the saying, be all you can be in the army. And our minds is be all you can be in God. You know, God allow us to be able to work, be able to walk, be able to drive, be able to do certain things for certain people. And he give us gifts and he give us talents. And my gift and talent is the gift of helps, and I love helping people. Anybody knows me. If I don't have it, I'll try to find somebody that can help you out. And that's always been my motive, that to help as many as people that I can, because I'm not rich, not yet, but what little do I have, I can share. You know, that's either with words, or if I have $2 and you need a dollar, I'm going to give you a dollar. You know, because this is what it's all about. You know, we cannot make it in this world by ourselves. You know, some people try to, but we can't make it. You know, so I have two daughters. My oldest is 21 and my baby is 14. My oldest is my chef, my singer, my writer. And she has a son, and I love my grandson. I mean, I couldn't have no boys, so I got me a grandson, and I love him to life. He is like my little shining star. And my baby daughter, she's 14. She's an up-and-rising superstar in her school. And I'm just glad that God has blessed me to be a mother of two of biological kids. I have many kids. I have love kids. I try to do anything to help out wherever I can. And I just love life. You know, anybody that's around me, even within 5 minutes, know that I love life. You know, you can't take life for granted. You know, people are dying left and right. You know, like I said, they die like flies now. And so I just try to live life as if it's my last, you know, because I got so much joy. And, you know, and I just love God for who he is because, you know, we don't have to be here, but he allowed us to wake up and have brand new mercies and brand new graces every day. And every day I just want to appreciate it even the more. You know, I don't want to take it for granted that, you know, just God got me here just because. No, he got me here to do a work. And I just want to do whatever I can to please him. You know, I'm not perfect. It's some things that I've done in my past that I'm not proud of. Amen. But God forgave me, you know, and I've forgiven myself, you know. So now that I can go on and encourage people that if I can make it through, they can too. So like I said, I love helping out people. I love whatever I can do, I will do. If I don't have it and I know somebody that does, that's just willing to help you, I will do that. So I'm all about life. I'm all about God, and I'm all about what I can do to help out people.
Amen. Now, growing up, did you ever think that you would have two girls? Like, was that your goal?
Well, I always wanted a boy and a girl. And a lot of people, when I was in school, everybody used to call me Raishiana, and I said that my name is Raishiana, R-I. So I said the first girl that I had, I was in seventh grade, and I didn't know how I was going to spell it, but I said my first girl I was going to name Raishiana, so I did. But I've always wanted kids, I love kids. I had a rough childhood. I was sickly as growing up, so feeling alone, feeling like different things. I had loving parents. Don't get me wrong. My mom and my stepfather, they loved me to life. And I was raised up in church and stuff like that. But being in a hospital, being in and out of the hospital, it just made me feel some type of way. Like I just needed something else to love. So I always wanted to have kids. And God bless them with two beautiful girls. And like I said, I have a godchild too, three. And I always wanted kids. So I didn't know I was going to get two girls. I have many girls, but, you know, God bless me with two biological girls, and I have a goddaughter. I have many spiritual daughters and spiritual sons that I call them my own. And but, yes, I've always seen that I was going to have kids, but I didn't have a biological boy, but I adopted so many sons and little brothers and big brothers in the church, so yes, I have a big family. Yes.
Amen. I will say this. I don't say this at all, but I always see it. Every Sunday when we set up the media and the speakers and everything, and just how you interact mm-hmm. with Pastor Tate, it just seems like you are his little sister.
mm-hmm. Yeah.
How you joke with him.
Yeah.
And just how you interact with him, like, all together. It's definitely pleasing to see. And, again, I don't say it that – I don't say this at all. But you can tell that you know your pastor and that you can fellowship
yeah.
with him and that you can joke with him. There's not a lot of people you can joke
yeah.
with, but you can joke with your pastor and you can tell that he's like a big brother to you. And, I don't say that at all.
Yeah, him and Sister Tate, they like my big brother and sister. Like they I've been with them for almost like 8 years, And when I first was there, I was intimidated, but they surrounded me with love and compassion, and they allowed me to be in their inner circle. They allowed me to help them. They allowed me to just to be around them. And I really look up to them like my big brother, my big sister. Like, I really love them. Like, I can call them, and it don't matter what it is. You know, I could be dead wrong, but they're not going to judge me. And I just feel like that's who they are. They are my big brothers and sister in Christ. And it's nothing that I cannot tell them. You know what I'm saying? And I just thank God that God sent me leaders like that. You know what I'm saying? That that I can go and talk to and be myself. I don't have to hide who I really am. I'm who I am all the time. And I'm loud. I'm loud, and I'm about life. So, yes, they are my big brother and sister. Yes.
Amen. And you guys, you can see it, like, in person. Like, it's not just something that we just saying over the radio. But, no, you can actually see it in person. And I just want to say that I see it. And I know if I see it, I know other people see it. So we praise God for our great leaders. Shout out to Pastor Tate, Pastor NSF Tate, and the whole New Beginnings Church of Living God family. We thank everybody for just tuning in and listening live. But, Ani, how important is it to be, like, on the Lord's side while raising children in this generation?
Oh, my God. It is so, so important. Like I said, my mother and stepfather, I was raised in church, and I used to think, you know, being in church, like, my mama used to shelter me. I couldn't do nothing. Like, everything was a no. No, 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 no. Felt like I was in a box, but I felt like that she had to protect my gift that God gave me. She had to protect me because of the devils and the demons and just all these different type of spirits, and I didn't understand as a child, but as I got older and I started to understand different spirits and about the enemy and about God and about how God will protect you over the enemy, and how that, you know, certain things that God will keep you from things. You know, I went to a school, and I believe the first day I went to this Western Hills High School, the first day I went to it, they had a big old fight. And the thing about it was is that I was nowhere near. I was in the classroom. And so God kept me from all of that. It was downstairs. I never forget. I was like on the third floor, and the fight was on the first floor, and it was a bunch of people. But anyway, I was in the classroom, so God kept me. He shielded me and different things like that. I'm living downtown, and I just got home, and it was a shootout. You know, as soon as I closed the gate door, they start shooting. And so being raised in church and raised in God, you know, help me to equip me to raise my girls like that, you know, instilling the word in them, you know, praise and worship and just, you know, people laugh at me when I go to five services on Sundays and different things like that. But I just forever want to be with God. You know, I always want to praise him. I always want to worship him, because it is him that allowed me. It is him that allowed me to live. He the one that created me. So I got to give praise and honor to my creator. So raising my girls in church, even though they didn't always want to go to 5,000 services with me, but as they got older, they understood and they understand that they need the Lord. You know what I'm saying? It said train up a child as though they, you know, they might stray, you know what I'm saying? But when you plant that word in them, and you know, and you let them know how important God is in is. How God is important to them, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, a lot of things that they want to do hands-on, and I teach them some things you cannot do, some things you have to do just by praying. You know what I'm saying? You know, my girls want to run out and rescue. You know, sometimes you can't run out and rescue. Sometimes you got to give it to God and just say, God, this is the situation. Here it is. So it is very, 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 very important in these days, because, you know, you got kids disrespectful, killing their mamas and daddies, you know, saying whatever they want to, you know, they just don't care, you know. And even though, you know, I have an adult child, and me and her, we struggle at times, you know what I'm saying? And I have to correct her at times, you know, a lot of times. But, you know what I'm saying? But I had to let her know, reassure her, like, you know what I'm saying? The one scripture says, honor thy mother and thy father, so that days will be longer. You know, and now that she has a son, you know, I want her to realize that, you know, you respect me, you honor me. And sometimes I might be wrong. I might be in the wrong. But it's not her duty to correct me. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I give my girls the word. You know, they be like, oh, here we go. Here you go about to give me a scripture. Oh, Lord. You know, it's like you can't have no conversation without a scripture. Now, we got to throw in the scripture while we're conversating. You know, because the word, that's what we live by. We live by the word of God. You know what I'm saying? We live by the word. I live by the word of God. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm not perfect. You know, I make mistakes. You know, I do wrong and stuff like that. And God get me for that. You know what I'm saying? And I have to repent. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, some things we don't have to repeat. Some things we don't have to go through over and over again. So it is very, very, very important to raise your kids in God and give them the word. My baby daughter, she's on, you know, she does basketball, volleyball, and track, and most of her games, she prays before they do anything, you know what I'm saying? She encouraged the kids, you know, my oldest daughter, she, you know what I'm saying, somebody have an issue, you know what I'm saying? She trying to, you know, do stuff for them, she trying to pray for them, so it's working, and it's in them. They said, what's in you got to come out. So, you know what I'm saying, you know, some plant, some, you know, what they say, some plant, some water, but God does the increase. You know what I'm saying? So at the end, God is going to get the glory, you know, for what he has done through me for them, you know, because he put it in me to put it in them. And so that's what we have to do. We have to raise our kids with the word of God because it's getting crazy. These are the last days. These are the last days, and the kids got to know the word. They got to know it. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. They got to know the word of God.
Honey, you still there?
Yes.
Okay. I heard everything.
I'm here.
I guess my phone was on mute. I don't know. But that is definitely important to raise our children, like even from the womb, because sometimes when women give birth, of course the child is separate because they have to clean it off and everything. And during like that first few hours of those first few days, people will dress up like a nurse and steal your baby. So It's definitely important to intercede and raise your children, even from like in the womb, to be protected and know that God is real.
I definitely think
that it's important to
intercede
and to
raise
your children.
It does start in the womb. Yes. It started in the womb. When I found that I was pregnant, I instantly began to read in the word of God. I instantly began to talk to my children. I instantly began to let them know about this crazy world. I instantly, you know what I'm saying, started preparing them for the world in the womb. Because it don't start when they get here. It starts when you find out that you're pregnant. And you have to feed that seed. You know what I'm saying? You have to nourish it in the womb. Just like you feed them, you know, you have to eat. You know, you have to have a regular diet. And so then when you have a regular diet, you also have to, you know, feed them the word of God, the natural and the spiritual. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, you have to do it. You don't do it when they first get here, when they pop out. Mm-mm. You prepare. When you find out you're pregnant, that's when you prepare them for this world. And that's what I did for both my girls.
Amen. Now, Ani, you said that you love to help people. So, If I'm not mistaken, you have a new car. And I know that you are a missionary and evangelist.
Yeah.
So, how can people get a hold of you if they need help, maybe with their groceries, or maybe just want to pray and talk? People get a hold of you.
Well, I do have Facebook, Rishiana Thompson. If you ever need if I do work day shift Monday through Friday, so But anytime after 3 o'clock, if I'm available, I will be able to help. And like I said, if I can't, you know, I'll use my resources, you know what I'm saying, because that's what it's all about, is using resources. But you can always inbox me. Like I said, I'm Rishiana Thompson, R-I-C-H-I-A-N-A Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N, and always inbox me. And if it's something that I can do, I will do. I will try to help. I will do my best to help out. Yes, God did bless me with a 7-passenger van, and I'm just excited to do God's work, and whatever I can do, I will do. Yes.
Amen. And what does the rest of 2020 look for you? Do you have any goals that you want to achieve before December or before January?
I have a lot of goals that I really want to do. I've always loved, like I said, working and helping out with people. I want to have my own little cleaning business I love helping out people. So I love the elderly people. So something that I can do in the works with that, going to them, helping them out, and different things like I could do to help out with the elderly people, because some of these elderly people, they just don't have no help. They don't have people to come to their homes. They don't have people, you know. So a home health agency, you know, in the near future, that I can do to help out elderly people. You know, I don't like to see elderly people on the bus line. You know what I'm saying? You know, and then they have to get off the bus and put their groceries up and stuff like that. You know, I wish it was a program that we can create so that we can have young people to go to their homes. Trustworthy young people that can go to their homes, put their groceries up, and set their groceries out for a week or whatever, so they can have it. They don't have to climb over the countertops and different things like that. But there's some things that in the works that's what I want to do. God has opened up doors for me. I have a speaking engagement on Friday night, and somebody else called me about it. So I don't know, whatever God want me to do, I'm a willing vessel, available vessel. To do whatever God's will, because at the end of the day, it's all about God and serving Him and pleasing Him. You know, so I am a God pleaser, not a people pleaser, but I am a God pleaser. And I want to please God. I want to do whatever I can do to glorify His name. So it's a lot of things that I want to do, but I have to, at the end of the day, it's all what God wants me to do. But I know that He knows that I love helping people. And God will always give you desires of your heart, and I just believe that. So I'm just hoping to do more for God's people. That's what I want, and hopefully by the end of the year that I have some things up and coming, that I'll be able to have my own little thing that I can say it's mine. And then I will be able to, if I do, that door do be open by the end of this year or even next year, that I'll be able to help people have jobs. You know, if I have my own company, then I'll be able to help people that have jobs. You know, it might not be all that in the bag of chips, but it gives at least a start, you know, for them to do something. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Now, I know we have a few minutes left into the show. So is there any encouragement you want to give anybody that might be listening, that might be struggling with their faith, that might be going through depression, any women, men, teenagers, like, how would you encourage somebody that's listening live now?
So every Sunday I choose a song, and this past Sunday it was He's Able. God is able to do what He said He gonna do. And I just want to encourage people that if God promised you something, I don't care if it's 20, 30, 40 years, 10 days, 50 days, if God promised you something, then hold on to God's promise. Because at the end, you cannot leave this earth if you don't have what God promised you. And I'm standing on that. I'm standing on that word. If you've been speaking something that you want to come to pass, I'm saying hold on. Don't let go until you get what God promised you. You know, and so just hold on. A lot of people give up so fast, and they're right there at the end of their blessing. They're right there, and it's like spam. Like, you might get a check in the mail. You might get a knock at the door. You might, you know, you just never know how. You might get a phone call that's saying that you're going to get that job. So whatever it is that God promised you, I'm saying hold on to it. You know what I'm saying? Because you just never know. Your blessing is right around the corner. People give it up so easily. Do not give up. God is able to do what he said he's going to do. He's able to do. He's able. And I just want to encourage you. Today is Terrific Tuesday. I have my fans of the week, and I have my fans of the week to motivate people. So Monday is Motivated Marvelous Monday. Tuesday is Terrific Tuesday. Wednesday is Wonderful Wednesday, Hump Day. Thursday is Thankful Thursday. Friday is Fun, Fantastic Freedom Friday. Saturday is Super Duper Saturday. And Sunday is Sunshiny Sunday. Now, some Sundays may not be sunshiny, but you got to know that God shines on the inside of you. So I just want to encourage you every day when you wake up, you know what I'm saying, just be motivated. Just stay encouraged. Just know that your blessing is right around the corner. You know, just know that you can make it. You know, we fall, we trip, you know, we make mistakes, but don't stay in that. Don't stay in that. Don't stay in that miserable. Don't stay in a depression. Don't stay there. Get up from sitting down and know, dust yourself off. Get in the Word. Get in a church. Let somebody encourage you and keep on keeping on, because it ain't the end yet until God says the end. So whatever God promised you, hold on to the promise. It will come to pass. Believe in it, walk in it, and keep saying it. It will come to pass. And if you keep saying it, if you keep believing it, it will come to pass. Hold on to God's promise.
Amen. Well, with 5 minutes left into the show, I'm going to go ahead and actually, since you're my guest, it's only right that you pray us out.
All right. Heavenly Father, first we want to thank you for this terrific Tuesday, Lord. We just want to thank you for allowing us to be here. We want to thank you for opening our eyes to see, Lord, in the name of Jesus, getting into our destinations, Lord. I want to thank you for my little brother, Elicio, Lord. I want to just thank you for his heart. I want to thank you for everything that he's pouring out to the people, Lord. I ask you, everything that he pours out, that you pour back into him. Lord, strengthen him up for his journey, for where you're going to take him. Lord, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, for what you're going to do through him, Lord. We want to thank you for everybody that he touches, everybody that he encourages, everybody that he motivates, Lord. And everybody that's listening on today, Lord, I ask you that they will be encouraged, that they will be strengthened, and, Lord, that they will get that extra motivation to run on and see what you have for them, Lord, that they won't give up, that they will not throw in the towel, Lord. We want to thank you and praise you for all the things that you're going to do through people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. We praise you for our children, Lord. Bless them forever, Lord, in the name of Jesus, while they're in school, while they're on the bus, while they're walking to school. Lord, we want to just thank you for just our communities, Lord. We just want to thank you for what you're about to pour out into us, Lord. We want to thank you for this season. We want to thank you for this time. I want to thank my brother for allowing me to share my testimony on today. And I pray that somebody, if one person can get encouraged, Lord, I just thank you for that one person. Lord, I just thank you for everything that you're going to do, Lord, in the name of Jesus. These blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, my guest is Rashiana Thompson, and this is Testimonies with KS. Of course, if you guys need more information, just read the description of the show. Do not forget to like the business page, and do not forget to add Rashiana Thompson on Facebook and get a hold of her if you need encouragement or if you need any help in the Cincinnati area or wherever you live. She has an extended hand, and if she's able to help, then she will find a way to help. So I thank God for my sister. I thank you for listening live. Check out the KS Radio Show on Friday. And actually, Big Sis, while we got you, you said that you have a speaking engagement Friday. Do you know what time and what church you're speaking at?
I do, little brother. I will be speaking this Friday at 7 p.m. And it's called Believers in Christ. Let me get the address. I'm sorry. I Didn't know you was going to ask that, little brother. But it's off of Pippin Road. it's off of Pippin Road. It's Lake Ridge off like a Banning and Pippin. And it's called Lake Ridge. I believe it's 5901 Lake Ridge off of Pippin. And it's at 7 p.m. in the church's Believers in Christ, Pastor Dr. Donna Jackson.
Amen. Well, you guys, if you are in Cincinnati, Dayton, or Northern Kentucky, and if you want to come out and support, definitely come out and support and get a great word from missionary, evangelist, mother, Grace Anna Thompson. I'm looking forward to Friday. I really am. I'm going to come out and support
Amen.
Before my show. And
I
love you, too.
Thank you.
Thank you for that
I love
prayer.
You, too, little brother. Thank you.
All righty. And we'll talk to you guys later. Again, don't forget to tune in to the KS Radio Show Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My guest is Baradox, and he just sent me his music. So keep it live, keep in touch, and continue to let God do what he has designed you to do inside and out. Just keep moving forward, keep the faith, and trust God in every circumstance.